This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1659, Personal Finance and the Long Game, by Honey Smith of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. But I can't help it. Money is an incredible resource that we can use to craft the life of our dreams. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But for now, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Personal Finance and the Long Game by Honey Smith with GetRichSlowly.org. When you think about it, personal finance is about playing the long game. Sure, it's about other things as well. It's about paying off debt. It's about spending less than you earn. But when you think about it overall, it's about making choices that are harder in the short term for the good of the long term. Here's what I mean. Saving for retirement. Saving for retirement, for example, means having less money to spend today. Having less to spend today can help avoid lifestyle inflation, which is generally regarded as a good thing. However, there are plenty of responsible things that could be done in the short term with that money. For example, you could pay off debt or give to a charitable cause that is meaningful to you. You could stash that cash in an emergency fund or eat organic foods and hire a personal trainer. None of those are necessarily bad choices. But you decide that taking responsibility for caring for yourself in the event that you are no longer able to work full time is more important, so you play the long game. Saving in liquid vehicles. Keeping an emergency fund in a high-yield online savings account or even a few certificates of deposit doesn't provide nearly as good of a return as many other types of investments. Notice the sarcastic quote marks around high yield. And even CD rates aren't much better at the moment. However, investments that typically provide higher returns are also riskier. That is, they don't always provide higher returns. In addition, keeping your funds and other types of investments may mean that they're not easily accessible if you need them quickly. By maintaining a reasonable balance in liquid vehicles, you decide that losing out on some dividends or interest is a smarter choice than paying interest to a credit card company when emergency strikes, so you play the long game. Being insured. Insuring yourself also means having less money to spend today, and sometimes it seems there's no end to the types of insurance we need. I have the following: homeowners insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, short and long-term care insurance, health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance, and auto insurance. And those are just the ones I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure there are some I'm missing. In the short term, that is hundreds or thousands of dollars I'm losing each year to the mere possibility that something bad might happen. However, if something were to go wrong, I could lose much more, and that's what I'm protecting myself against. An event like a car crash, even if it isn't my fault, or a catastrophic illness or injury could blow through even the beefiest of emergency funds in a single day. So I pay my insurance premiums and play the long game. Maintaining big ticket items. Think about the type of maintenance you've performed on your car, changing the oil, rotating the tires, and checking their air pressure, changing air filters. Now think about your house. Changing the air filters, tuning up your air conditioner or heater annually, flushing the water heater, pruning large trees. Why do we pay to take care of the things we own? It's because the better we take care of them, the better they will work. You may save gas on getting better mileage, for example. Not only that, but regular maintenance can help extend the lives of big ticket items, so you don't have to pay the much higher replacement cost. In this case, playing the long game can mean you'll be less likely to replace big ticket items at an inconvenient time. Replacing big ticket items. What? We just finished the section on maintaining big ticket items. Now I'm saying replace? Yes, part of playing the long game is knowing how long maintenance and judicious repair are the least expensive options, and when replacement will actually save more in the long run. In the case of our HVAC, for example, a $1,000 repair on our 20-plus-year-old unit, coupled with electric bills that exceeded $300 during the hottest part of the summer, meant that replacement was the better option. We're paying just over $5,500 for our new unit, which is definitely a play for the long game. However, we anticipate saving enough to make that investment worth it, especially since we save for the purchase and won't be paying any interest. Paying off debt. Financing your life with debt is a tricky proposition. Not only do you pay more over the long run because of interest, in essence, you're also placing a lot of bets that are unlikely to pay off. You're betting, for example, that you'll always make as much money as you do now. You're betting that you won't retire, be injured, or get sick. That's pretty much the opposite of playing the long game. Fortunately, making more than the minimum payment each month on your debts can save some money you would have spent on interest. It could also get those payments out of your life sooner, so you can start funneling money into some other aspects of the long game. Financing big purchases judiciously. As I pointed out, sometimes it's cheaper to maintain or repair, and other times it's cheaper to replace. Similarly, sometimes it's cheaper to save and pay for things outright, and other times it's financially responsible to take on some debt. The trick is to be rational about these types of decisions if you can. Sadly, a relationship with money isn't always rational. For example, Jake's decision to take out student loans for 3 years to go to law school and gain a skill that would net him a six-figure salary was financially sound. My decision to spend 8 years in graduate school accumulating an equivalent amount of student loans for degrees in English was not. To give another example, the combination of low interest rates and the value that homes in our area lost during the Great Recession led us to conclude that buying when we did was the better financial decision, even though we were unable to put 20% down. Waiting would have meant paying a higher purchase price and having a higher interest for an equivalent house, all while paying rent in the meantime. Priorities and the long game. Perhaps the biggest trick to the long game is realizing that you can't do everything at once. As the saying goes, you can have anything you want, but you can't have everything you want. You have to establish financial priorities and create your own personalized long game. You just listened to the post titled Personal Finance and the Long Game by Honey Smith with GetRichSlowly.org. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article reminded me of an Instagram post I saw the other day from an influencer named Money with Katie. She said, quote, "Wealth building is so cool to me because it's the only thing in life where you can front load all the effort and then reap the rewards indefinitely. It'd be like if having six-pack abs by 30 meant you'd be guaranteed to have eight-pack abs by 55 with no additional effort," end quote. This to me demonstrates the long game, but in a way that doesn't make the short-term sacrifice feel like such a hard choice. When I think about how I fully funded my retirement vehicles for 4 or 5 years and reached Coast-Fi status, this feels like such an easier thing to do than spending the rest of my working years saving for retirement. I front-loaded the effort at a time when my income was high and it was much easier to save. Now that my income is much lower, it's more tolerable because my need to save is also much lower. So that financial decision has benefited me for the long term and also right now. When it comes to the long game, none of us knows what the future holds. We could be totally rolling in the dough or face a hardship that makes generating an income difficult. That being said, I think the best thing I've done for my long game is learning how to be happy living pretty minimally. By having very low fixed costs and knowing how to entertain myself without spending a lot of money, I feel confident that I can handle whatever life throws at me. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.